This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Afghan authorities released 100 Taliban prisoners Monday as part of the government's response to a surprise three-day ceasefire the insurgents called to mark the Eid al-Fitr festival. The pause in fighting, only the second of its kind in Afghanistan's nearly 19-year-old war, appeared to be holding on day two after the government welcomed the truce by announcing plans to release up to 2,000 Taliban inmates. President Ashraf Ghani said his administration was also ready to hold peace talks with the Taliban, a move that's seen as key to ending the war in the impoverished country. While the coronavirus pandemic is slowing or under control in many parts of the world, the World Health Organization warns that South America is becoming a new epicenter for the disease. Brazil, the world's sixth largest country, has the second highest number of cases in the world after the United States. Far-right President Jair Bolsonaro continues to play down the threat from the virus. He ignored social distancing rules on Sunday, attending a rally outside the presidential palace to greet a cheering crowd. He ditched his face mask, shook hands, embraced supporters, and even at one point hoisted a young boy onto his shoulders. The White House has announced it will begin denying admission to foreigners who've been in Brazil in the last 2 weeks before they sought entry to the United States. That broadens the U.S. travel ban against countries hard hit by the coronavirus. U.S. President Donald Trump has now banned travel from China, Europe, and the United Kingdom, as well as Brazil. The restrictions are scheduled to take effect late on Thursday for Brazil. President Vladimir Putin made a rare lockdown appearance in the Kremlin Monday after officials said improvements in the coronavirus situation may allow Russia to reopen. This is VOA News.